Director Milos Forman celebrates his 80th birthday on Saturday, and newspapers in his native country are full of tributes. In the small category of Czech artists who have conquered the world, Forman has a seat among the likes of Antonín Dvořák and Milan Kundera, and Czechs are duly proud of him for his success. But his approach to filmmaking and style of direction also permanently altered the course of cinematography in the Czech Republic and elsewhere, a fact I discussed earlier with Karel Och, the artistic director of the Karlovy Vary International Film Festival.
Well, I'm convinced that not only his, but also his colleagues from the same generation from Czechoslovak New Wave, their cinema, and especially Forman's influence, all generations which came afterwards, and in every generation there have been a few filmmakers who communicated somehow with this legacy. I don't know, Sasha Gedeon, in his beginnings, he was sort of compared to Czechoslovak New Wave, and even if you watch films by Bohdan Slama, there are some hints. I don't say his direct influence, but I think these films from back from 60s, one way or another, they was a great influence, and it's something that every filmmaker has to sort of relate to or communicate.
But what is it specifically about those films? How would you describe them to people who are more familiar with his American work?
For instance, there are all kinds of elements, but for instance, the fact of combining actors with non-actors, and that's actually something which on our travels abroad we often discuss with filmmakers when we talk about their approach to the actors, or whether they prefer actors, non-actors. So that's an example which comes to my mind, because last week I actually had a conversation on that topic with a Greek director who was Oscar nominated for Dogtooth last year, and this was exactly this type of conversation about the actors and whether it's better to use actors, non-actors. So obviously Forman's name came up, and that might be an answer on your question concerning the resonance of his work and of his approach abroad.
Do you believe we've seen the last of his films? There have been some indications that he may not make any more films, or do you have any idea what his plans are for the future?
I'm not sure. I've been hearing during last years about several projects of his, and I very much hope we haven't seen all films yet. We know that it usually takes him several years to make a new film, and I would love to see a new film within, a year or two, because, it's sort of a special event every time it happens, no matter what the reception is and where the film starts. It's always an event, because the films are just incredible and really a delight to watch.
Well, lastly, you see hundreds of films a year. Are there any particular directors or single films that remind you very much of Milos Forman's work? Is there any up-and-coming claim to the Forman throne?
I don't know, there's an American director, Cary Fukunaga. I wouldn't say they are similar, but he's a young director who is in a total control of his film. Yet they seem very, very elegant, not really, over-controlled. But every single aspect of it, starting with a strong story and very particular, approach towards characters, editing, and especially editing of the music, which makes Forman very interesting director as opposed to the others. That might be an example of someone who has a bright future and already in his younger years is quite unique.
That was Karel Och, artistic director of the Karlovy Vary International Film Festival. This is Radio Prague.